This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a vacation loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a chain of massage spas, many of us have seen these, Massage Envy, with almost 1,200 locations across the nation, is now facing hundreds of sexual assault complaints and concerns that it ignored or mishandled the allegations. This is according to USA Today. They say right now 180 people have filed sexual assault civil suits, according to police reports or complaints to state boards against Massage Envy. This is against their franchises and their employees, according to a BuzzFeed news investigation. Now, Massage Envy responded to an inquiry from USA Today and called the incidents, quote, heartbreaking, and said they occurred over 15 years among 125 million massages. BuzzFeed, however, says lawyers for the victims maintain that many more people have settled claims outside of the courts, and then there's no paper trail. The article by investigative writer Katie J.M. Baker also points out that most sexual assault victims file no complaints at all. Massage Envy does not compel franchisees to notify police or sexual assault complaints, except where such reports are required by local laws. The company requires internal investigations, but provides little counsel on how to conduct them, according to BuzzFeed. They said part of the article focuses on James Dieter. He's a massage therapist who last year was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting 9 women at a Massage Envy in Pennsylvania between 2014 and 2015. One of his victims, Susan Ingram, told BuzzFeed that she left the spa after being assaulted and then called back to complain. Unhappy with the response, she called the police. Officers questioned Dieter, who quickly admitted to assaulting the 9 women, some of whom had previously complained to the spa. Now, the company, in an email to USA Today, says it recommends that franchisees support and assist clients who choose to report assaults to police. The policy is based on consultation with experts who say victims of sexual assault should have the power to decide whether to report the attacks. Massage Envy also said it requires franchisees to conduct prompt, fair, and thorough investigations. They say training on how to conduct them is made available multiple times each year. They say Massage Envy says any violation of its zero-tolerance policy by therapists requires termination. But BuzzFeed said that some franchises have kept massage therapists on, despite multiple misconduct complaints. Others have quietly fired therapists without reporting their offenses, allowing the therapist to move on to new professional opportunities with a clean record. So if a company wants to save their skin, or a location wants to save their skin, they may just fire somebody without making anything very public, and then that person could go on to a new location and do the same. A predator is a predator is a predator. So Ingram told BuzzFeed that she thinks Dieter might still be working as a massage therapist if he hadn't called the police. And Massage Envy is a partner in crime. They had every opportunity on multiple occasions to remove him from his position, and they chose not to. All right. Mark my words. If this news broke with Massage Envy, I would not be surprised that we are going to hear about this from other chains. Because, again, as people go from one chain to another, etc. You know what's interesting? They were talking about how on Capitol Hill, you know, we can't be using taxpayer dollars to defend people in government who sexually assault, using, and I understand, somebody in Congress, is going to say, look, I'm here, I'm a target. So that means every Tom, Dick, and Harry that says I assaulted them, I'm going to go broke trying to defend myself. So I understand why there's a means for people in Washington to have some sort of a means to defend themselves. But like Al Franken is going to be making a statement soon on his allegations. I think there's now three women total that have reported his accused him of sexual misconduct. If these people are guilty, I do not want my taxpaying dollars going to this. They defend themselves. They go to jail. They do whatever they have. Not on my dime. But, unfortunately, the way the system is in place is when somebody who is a victim wants to come out and, try to deal with the accuser, they become victimized all over again. You're lying. Well, wait a second, you're a slut. And so, you dressed inappropriately or you did this. And so the victimization that happens to an accuser is sometimes even worse than the initial assault, which is why so many people don't want to come forward. Everybody has kept quiet that I know of, because coming forward is such a, my past, coming forward, one, you relive it, two, you really can be ruined. I mean, no future job wants to touch you, because you're at high risk. And so, it's a bad system in place that obviously needs to be reformed, because people don't want to come forward and be re-victimized. But then on the other hand, there needs to be some sort of a process so somebody can't make out at a party and then later say, oh, he groped my butt. And then that person has to later say, but no, we were kissing. Well, we were kissing. That still doesn't mean I want you to touch my butt. And so, it could be the biggest explosion of Pandora's box, without there being some sort of a process to go through. So, right now with massage therapists, it's been discussed how somebody could massage or touch somebody who's naked and not move forward, look, massage therapists, that's their job. Massage therapists, they look at the muscle, they look at tissue, they're doing muscle energy, they're doing a whole variety of techniques that's very scientific. Unfortunately, you got some doofuses out there, just like you have in the medical field, just like you have in Hollywood. You got some idiots out there that are predators, and it ruins it for everybody else. Do I think you should fear going to a massage therapist? No. Don't be surprised if we see more people come out saying they've been assaulted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so states are grappling with what we're supposed to do with CBD oil or cannabidiol oil. Marijuana, right, or CBD, right, is technically illegal federally. Since the passage of the Controlled Substance Act back in 1970, the DEA has classified cannabis as a Schedule I illicit drug along with heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. It still is highly addictive, right? In fact, it is considered to be more addictive than pharmaceuticals like Vicodin and OxyContin and fentanyl, etc., even though some people say, look, I disagree. But technically, it is still federally considered illegal. Some states are trying to grapple with what we do with CBD oil that people could get online. A lot of websites touting it as an aid to help with pain and anxiety and minimize epileptic seizures, etc. But there is no THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the psychoactive component. So you're not supposed to get high. Now, in IndyStar, they recently released news that Attorney General Curtis Hill deemed cannabidiol oil, the CBD oil, illegal under Indiana law. The announcement followed months of confusion from state law enforcement agencies over the legality of the product. And this cannabidiol oil is a cannabis extract that a lot of websites are touting as, you know, healthy. And that's a whole nother issue, okay, that we need to talk about, all right? But we're right now talking about what people are using it for and the legality of it. They say in most cases under Indiana law, so we're talking about Indiana for now, CBD refers to the extract that comes from hemp plants, a cannabis plant containing less than 0.3% of the tetrahydrocannabinol. So the THC that I'm going to now use because it's easier to say than the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC is the psychoactive component, the part that makes you high. They're saying that CBD oil comes from hemp plants, and these hemp plants have less than 0.3% THC. Okay? However, they say typically if the CBD oil used for health purposes comes from a marijuana plant with higher levels of THC, then we call it medical marijuana. Again, it's not supposed to get you high because there's hardly any THC. Even though there's trace amounts, the potential is still there. According to Jenna Beckerman, a botanist and plant pathologist at Purdue, she said you could smoke an acre of industrial hemp and you could have a real bad headache before you get high. So according to Indiana law, and then we'll talk about Utah and some of the others, if it contains more than 0.3% THC, it's illegal. So Attorney General Curtis Hill says CBD is illegal. And I guess a separate law has created licenses for researchers to grow industrial hemp. And there's this big 0.3% distinction. Now, if you have been listening to my show for a while, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, wait a second. If these are websites selling the CBD, how do we know if what we're buying is going to be legal in my state or not? Because who is watching and testing the THC component? Well, what the argument is, well, if they're using hemp plants, and these hemp plants are known to be have less than 0.3% THC, then that's quote-unquote enough for them to say, look, this comes from this plant. But as you know, many of us are getting substances in our over-the-counter or website preparations that are not what we think is in them. And I've never tried CBD oil, so I have no idea if it helps with pain or anxiety, etc. But there's a lot of people out there that says this works. Standard.net has a story of daughter Ashley Rice, Doug Rice, and his daughter. Doug says he is of West Jordan, and he credits the CBD oil for giving him more quality time with his daughter. His daughter began to suffer epileptic seizures in her teens. And he serves as board member of Truce Utah. Truce stands for Together for Responsible Use of Cannabis Education, and vice president of the Epilepsy Association of Utah. He says that for his daughter, it reduces the severity and duration of her seizures. Now, Utah lawmakers had passed a narrowly tailored Charlie's Law in 2014, which allowed Rice to get the hemp extract registration card so Ashley could try the non-THC CBD oil. And I guess they said it halted her seizures for a while. Now she's up to 3 or 4 a day, each lasting 30 to 90 seconds, and each seizure can have, you know, damage on the brain tissue. But with the THC a part of a regimen, they said apparently the seizures are controlling down to 1 a day. Adding the 2 to 5 milligrams of THC to the CBD apparently helps, according to him. Now, products containing THC you could buy in Colorado. And so, they don't go into detail how he's getting it, etc. But depending on where you live and depending on what laws you have, you're either going to have an easy time getting whatever you think you want to purchase or not. Now, I've been asked multiple times, what do I think about CBD oil? My problem is I don't know what you're getting from one maker versus another. If you are telling me that your neuropathic pain, all right, let's say you have diabetes and your legs hurt like, your feet hurt like hell, and you take this CBD oil and you do not need to take a Lortab or a Vicodin or a Percocet, I'm going to be a huge fan of it. I'm going to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's, I mean, that's awesome. Especially if it doesn't, you know, make you, you know, dizzy, decrease your reaction time, you're not driving while taking it. I understand it's only 0.3% THC, supposedly, but, you know, as long as it's not interfering with anything else or interfering with any other medications that you're taking, etc., I'm going to be a huge fan. If it helps your anxiety, such that you don't have to be on Valium and Xanax all the time, again, I'm going to be a fan. Alright, if it is decreasing seizures, that's phenomenal. Now, why would it decrease seizures? This is where doctors are scratching their heads. Alright, we can't stand it when a child has seizures. The long-term damage, just the severity of the condition of somebody having seizures. I mean, it is scary. Yeah, seeing a kid have a seizure, oh my gosh. Seeing a grown-up have a seizure, many of you guys have seen that, you know. I had to take care of somebody at Walmart who had a seizure. He was loud, he was shaking, it scared a lot of people. And I was like, look guys, it's okay, it's a seizure, it's gonna be fine in a few minutes, it's okay, we'll be fine. But, it's very, very scary stuff. And so for a parent who could decrease the amount of those happening to, you know, at all, to decrease it by 1% even, they're going to be for that. And because there's so much anecdotal evidence, there's so much information on the internet, you know, people are saying, look, this is what I want. Now, doctors, many of us doctors are like, okay, well, wait a second, hold the phone. Okay, how do we know, all right, what you're getting? Okay, is anybody quantitating this? Okay, with us medical doctors, we have a license to protect in addition to patients that we have to protect. And so when you say, all right, Dahlia, prescribe for me marijuana for my seizures, I can't use a FDA stamped and approved you know, document showing, look, this particular medicine is this many milligrams and this many micrograms. I have no idea. If somebody wants to smoke weed and use that medicinally, I understand why they would do that, but I can't sanction that because I have no idea what's in that roach or dupe or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if the marijuana is contaminated with fungus. I don't know how much you're getting. I don't know if it's going to, you know, injure your lungs, if you're going to have any other issues with it. And so even if I am for the idea of CBD helping your medical issue, I personally have not been able to feel comfortable yet, you know, say, look, just go get something over the counter. Now, are we going to eventually, as a whole, us medical doctors say, fine, go ahead? Many of us are ready to, because we don't know what to do with the whole opioid crisis. We have so many people on opiates right now, and we have, you know, such issues. And somebody said, well, this is a lie. Somebody had a conspiracy theorized that all these quote-unquote opioid deaths is being over-exaggerated so they could push the marijuana agenda. From what I'm understanding, no. From what I'm hearing with admissions and with, you know, from the medical community, no, this is serious. And what I saw in my patient population, you know, some of them were taking 10 a day given by their pain doctor. And I'm like, okay, no, this is an issue. This is a problem. So we do have an opioid crisis. That I can tell you. We do have an opioid crisis. So a lot of doctors are saying, you know what, fine, then let them smoke marijuana. At least they won't overdose and die. Now, what are they going to do when they drive? What are we going to do about kids overdosing or, you know, kids having access to it? That's a problem. But, you know, we need to do so. As we effectively combat one epidemic, we're going to spur another. And so, you know, this idea that when you can buy something online, how do I know what you're getting is safe? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They have become engaged. We knew this was going to happen for a while, and it's making some huge headlines because Miss Markle is American and is of African American and white heritage and is going to be the first mixed race member of the British royal family. So, pretty exciting stuff. Everybody's excited. She's exquisite. I'm a big fan of the royals. I think they're great. I think they're very, very cool. Remember Harry, you know, was like partying naked or something like that in Las Vegas? And so, you know, we in Las Vegas, we think it's pretty, pretty cool. You know, we like, you know, I am just in awe with how Kate Middleton has just completely, or Princess, or Lady Kate, Duchess Kate, has fit into the role of being Duchess. I think her kids are gorgeous, and I don't know how anybody could have that many babies and still have that flat of tummy. But I'm in awe of her, and I just think, I think the royals are very, very cool, and, you know, people make fun of them a lot, but they shouldn't, and, you know, good for them, and Harry looks happy, and, you know, congratulations on Meghan. I never really wanted to marry a royal. I'm still thinking about Michael Fassbender every day, but I have no jealousy at all with this one because I really like living in America. I've been to Buckingham Palace. It's nice, but not my... Now, I really like a more modern-looking thing. I don't really need all the, you know, guards around and all that. So I'm really fine with that. And everyone's, like, jealous that Harry's off the market. I'm not. I'm fine with that. That's fine. I'm actually too old to even think about that at this point. Okay, so we got... tax reform coming up. This is, alright, you know, now that everybody's back from vacation, if they took vacation, we got tax reform, and it is hanging in the balance, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping to lock down 50 votes. Again, even if they go 50-50, we have Vice President Mike Pence, who would then decide the deciding vote. We're being told that at least half a dozen GOP senators are showing varied levels of concern, which is six of them. If all of them go no, tax reform doesn't get done. And the GOP leadership, as well as Donald Trump, really, really, really wants to get this pushed through. There's a special election in Alabama that can maybe flip a Republican vote to a Democrat vote. So people are really, really concerned, and people want things to, you know, move forward when it comes to the economy. The economy is improving, all right? Tax reform needs to be done. A lot of talk on whether Obamacare should be a part of this. Rumor has it that senators such as Murkowski and Collins would be no votes if the repeal and replace any part of any legislation to that effect would be included in tax reform. But we really don't know the true skinny. All right. So GOP leaders are currently in the process of tweaking the package. They say this party can only spare two defections. We have the six that are concerned. We have Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Steve Daines from Montana. They say they're looking to boost the 17.4% deduction. The bill hands, I guess, to businesses to 20%. This is according to Washington Post. For Senator Susan Collins, they're considering adopting the House's version's compromise of the elimination of state and local tax deduction by allowing taxpayers to write off $10,000 in local taxes from their federal burden. And then I guess some leaders are exploring to limit the ability of corporations to deduct their state and local taxes. So there's a lot of, when it comes to tax reform, this stuff is confusing, and I'm not the best person to talk about it, obviously, but it's very pertinent to what we talk about on the show is when part of the reason why we had such a big disaster when it came to our, you know, healthcare system is because the economy started to collapse. And when the economy started to collapse years ago, employers had to, you know, save themselves. And when employers have to save themselves and your health insurance is riding on your employer, which I think is a system that we should never have in place, not only did people lose their jobs, but they lost their health insurance. And so nobody can just look at the economy as a separate issue or healthcare as a separate issue. It is all very, very interweaved. And I am watching this stuff as closely as you are, because if we don't have a decent tax plan, if we have people feeling that they're paying too much, or corporations feel like they're getting screwed, corporations aren't going to go, oh, we're screwed, and then just sit and take it. What they're going to do is they're going to pass extra costs on to the consumer, which is not what we want. We don't want inflation right now. And they're going to pass on their cost-saving measures to their employees. And crappy insurances, less sick leave, these are things that do not help from a health perspective with employees. So Collins has also raised concerns about the Senate's bill's repeal of the Affordable Care Act individual mandate. She has indicated she wants the chamber first to adopt a pair of bipartisan bills aimed at stabilizing insurance markets and controlling costs. I mean, she's made sense with a lot of what she said. The problem is, you know, what Congress wants to do, which is what Pelosi and Sebelius and Harry Reid did, is they want to pass something and see how it works. And, I'm not a fan of, you know, just pass it and then read the bill later. I'm not a fan of that. I'm also not a fan of let's just pass it and see what happens. I do like the idea of there being some strategy and some thought beforehand. However, you can't predict. I mean, we knew Obamacare would stink. We didn't predict it would be this much of a disaster. And so, you know, you really can't say, you know, on the Senate floor, well, let's think about it and let's try to predict the future on what this would do. Now, there are some certain markers and there's some certain common sense, okay? You know, you get rid of the employer mandate, okay? You're going to have, hopefully, a boost in employment, or there's going to be less of a dampening on employment, okay? So there are some things that are common sense, but are there going to be other ramifications? Just like I keep bringing up, us being so successful with getting people off smoking, right, had the ramification of an obesity epidemic. And nobody really linked the two at the time, all right? It's all about, well, let's, you know, cut back on smoking, and we're going to talk about the tobacco ads now have to be very, very descriptive of your risks. But, you know, we can't predict what will be in the future, but we do need to make some common sense decisions. Speaking of common sense, President Trump is out there tweeting. Get this tweet. All right, I don't understand what makes him tick with this. But you know what? I really find it entertaining. Donald Trump says in his latest tweet, we should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN, but not including Fox, is the most dishonest, corrupt, and or distorted in its political coverage of your favorite president, me. They're all bad. Winner to receive the, quote, fake news trophy. So Fox News is out of the running, okay? And he wants to award a fake news trophy. This is his first morning back in Washington, and he would like this contest to be. And he's on a roll. Look, he got up on the wrong side of the bed, and he just got mad. Well, you know what? I think they're going after Melania, saying she never wanted to be first lady. I don't know where they got that, so she's had to, you know, fight back. And so, you know, this fake news, this, you know, fake news stuff does have to, I mean, now that we have all this internet and social media and, you know, different ways and Facebook people to get news, I mean, there is a lot of fake news. It's horrible. In breaking news, Al Franken has made his statement. He says he is, quote, embarrassed by recent reports that he groped two women, one when he was a U.S. senator and then one with Lee and Tweeden, who was on our show last week, years ago when they were doing the USO tour. He said this will not happen again going forward. The Minnesota Democrat held a news conference just a few minutes ago saying he is trying to take responsibility and learn from my mistakes. Franken told reporters, to all of you, I just want to again say I'm sorry. I know there are no magic words I could say to regain your trust, and I know that's going to take time. I'm ready to start the process, and it starts with going back to work today. He is the first senator to be publicly accused of sexual assault or harassment in the wake of this whole Harvey Weinstein tsunami of sexual harassment cases. Two women have accused Al Franken. I thought I read somewhere that a third, but we have not been able to confirm that yet. A 33-year-old woman from Texas told CNN that the senator pulled her close and grabbed her buttocks while the two were posing for a picture at a state fair in 2010. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on what happens with Al Franken. He obviously wants to keep his job. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. ALI. Big thanks again to Scott, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So sometimes when you get surgery, like, for example, let's say breast cancer surgery, they need to remove lymph nodes. One, to biopsy them, and two, if the cancer spreads to the lymph nodes, we want to remove the lymph nodes so that the cancer doesn't sit there and then spread. Well, the problem is lymph nodes are your drainage system. And so when you don't have lymph nodes there, many times your arm or your leg or whatever limb, depending on what lymph nodes were removed, is going to start to swell. And so there's a doctor who, what he had done, he is, of Georgetown University Hospital in Washington. What he had done was removed healthy lymph nodes from another part of the body and implanted them in the affected arm when he was treating a Wisconsin woman who had lymphedema after being treated for breast cancer. The new lymph nodes took root and her arm started to shrink. And then they put a compression sleeve on, and apparently her arm looks normal again. So the condition we're talking about is lymphedema. Now, lymphedema is this chronic swelling in an arm or leg that is pretty disfiguring. You can't really use it that much. It causes horrible pain. The skin hardens. You could get infection. Lymphedema is not very fun to have. And we see this, unfortunately, when we remove lymph nodes during a cancer procedure or a surgical procedure. They kind of work like little biological pumps in a network that's part of the immune system. They drain watery fluid called lymph that travels through little tiny channels and brings nutrients to cells, and it takes away the bacteria and the waste material. All right? And then they empty into another system. And so losing them will cause fluid buildup. And so they say millions of Americans have some degree of lymphedema. It could be either hereditary or it could be from injury to the lymph node system. So with breast cancer, you know, many breast cancer survivors have a sentinel node biopsy where they remove a few nodes to check for spreading cancer. And just that alone, even if the cancer is cured, can lead to lymphedema. And so the idea of maybe replanting new lymph nodes and reanastomosing them and allowing them to do their job could hopefully decrease some of this. So very, very cool. There's also a technique called lymphovenous bypass reroutes that reroutes the lymph-carrying channels. This will go around the area, the network, and allow there to be draining into the veins instead. So very, very cool. Again, this is microsurgery that is not done by everybody, but it's fascinating that, you know, it's hopefully in the works. Also fascinating is light therapy to help people with bipolar. We are coming into the winter season, if not already, in some parts of the country. And so the darkness and the coldness give people seasonal affective disorder. And seasonal affective disorder happens when you need light and you need to be outside and you start to get very, very moody. And so researchers are now testing light therapy to see if it can help depression and seasonal affective disorder. And so they think maybe what happens is you have less serotonin production in the skin, which is kind of your happy hormone. And so light therapy may help stimulate that. Now, they say light therapy for depression is kind of swapped with, like, artificial light. They say the light box is more like a screen, like the size of an average desktop computer. Some people call it a happy box. And so researchers from Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University enrolled 46 patients who had moderate bipolar depression. Now, bipolar depression is where you circle the, you don't circle the equator, but you hit the poles. And people with bipolar may be very elated and happy and maybe have some manic episodes, but then they'll also get very low. And when they have regular depression, is called a unipolar. Bipolar is where you get highs and lows. And unfortunately, with bipolar, that could be pretty dangerous because during your highs, you may over-gamble, you may overeat, you may have a huge sexual appetite. You may do things that will then make you more depressed later. So bipolar patients have a lot of unfortunate risk factors for depression. And so half the participants were assigned to receive bright light therapy. The other half received a dim red placebo light. They also kept taking the regular medication. And they were told to place a light box about a foot from their face for a 15-minute session to start. Each week, exposure was increased until it reached a dose of 60 minutes per day. Now, the patients didn't have to stare at the box. The box just contact. They could read a paper. They could look at their bills. They could do other stuff. They could watch TV with this light box next to them. And they said patients with this seasonal affective disorder typically do their light therapy first thing in the morning when they wake up. But earlier research found that early morning therapy could switch people with bipolar to manic phase. So they decided to do this midday between noon and 2:30. About 4 to 6 weeks, Dr. Sitt found 68% of patients using this light achieved remission of their depression compared to 22% of patients who received placebo light. Now, some of you are saying, well, wait a second. I sit in front of my computer all the time. If I sit in front of my computer, no. For some reason, computer light depresses you. Computers depress you. I think it's because of all the hyperstimulation you get that all of a sudden your body then has a big withdrawal. There's a lot of reasons why I think computers cause depression. But that's not this type of light box, okay? We're talking about just straight light. So, light therapy needs to be watched because we don't want to put somebody in a manic episode, but it could increase mood, energy, etc. So, again, you know, the less we have to rely on medicine, for me, the better. Pretty exciting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, there was a man who was complaining of abdominal pain. And I guess when doctors looked, they found 263 coins and 100 nails in his stomach. Maksud Khan, 35 years old, was admitted to the hospital with abdominal pains. Doctors performed an endoscopy to find out why, and they found coins, about 3.5 pounds of nails, dozens of shaving blades, shards of glass, stones, and a 6-inch piece of rusted iron shackle. Now, this happened in India, and surgeons at Sanjay Gandhi Hospital in Santa Madhya Pradesh, India, immediately operated and removed the 15 pounds total of foreign objects. They think he suffered from mental health problems and did not inform his family or friends of his bizarre eating habits. A lot of people like to suck on coins. I did as a kid. I thought pennies, I don't know what it was. And it's disgusted my mom crazy, but I love putting coins in my mouth. They were round. I just like sucking on copper and on metal. Don't ask. I was a stupid kid. And so some people like the taste of metal. And so like a nail, that just really appeals to them. For me, not anymore, because now that I know what's on these things, I'm like horrified by what I could have put in my mouth. But for some people, they really do like the taste. And so, according to the doctor, he said the patient was complaining of stomach pain, so we thought of getting an endoscopy. See, we don't x-ray your stomach. What we do is we go in with a scope, and if they would have x-rayed, they would have actually seen it, but we don't usually x-ray the stomach. And so they were shocked to see all this. He said, this man looks mentally unstable, as no sane person would do something like this. He worked as a 3-wheeler driver and would swallow coins given to him by customers. Relatives said he slipped into a depression and might have gotten hooked onto meeting metal objects. And if he really wanted to swallow it, he would swallow it with water. Luckily, none of these nails or shards of glass cut through, cut through the bowel. However, it did pierce his stomach. He was bleeding. So now Khan says he's not going to do it anymore. I guess in a similar case in 2015, doctors removed 40 coins, 150 nails, batteries, bolts, and nuts out of a 34-year-old man. And Rajpal Singh developed this habit after slipping into depression. So some people will, it's actually very interesting. We talk about pica, and we talk about people who are anemic will crave things like ice or dirt. Sometimes the more anemic you get, the more you crave this, and it's kind of a vicious cycle. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.